take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Not an Israeli band, not a British band, not a Chi-Com band. We're an American band. We are a sovereign nation that's supposed to run our own affairs. And Israel, through the Likudniks, is doing a hostile takeover of our country. The evidence is overwhelming that Trump is being blackmailed by the Israel lobby. And when we saw Melania Trump, I'm going to play her full clip here in a moment, come out yesterday, and it's reported Trump didn't know this was about to happen. She said, I'm doing a press conference, or I'm going to make a statement. And she went out there with that six-minute statement and said, Epstein is real. He's an abuser. The victims deserve justice. Congress needs to hold hearings. The cover-up needs to end. And then you can just juxtapose that with Trump. Dozens of times, it's a hoax, it doesn't exist, nothing happened. His FBI director, deputy director on TV saying he acted alone, he wasn't a human trafficker. When Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison for that. And then here's his wife. So Trump said in statements, we're getting them, and on Truth Social and in person with his mouth, verbally, that if you think Epstein's real, you're not MAGA. Remember that? We'll play the clips. Well, now, by his yardstick, Melania Trump is not MAGA. His wife is low IQ. His wife's a Democrat Party operative. His wife's a stooge. Because Trump has said, I and others that say, hey, this Epstein thing's very serious, and it goes to the heart of all these matters, not just sex trafficking and pedophilia, but eugenics and depopulation and human cloning and all sorts of evil. There's new Epstein emails they've dug out where Bill Gates is talking to Epstein about killing the stupid people, getting rid of the poor people. Yeah, there's Trump. Trump tells those focused on Epstein he doesn't want their support. But you can then just show all of what his wife said. And then there's the email that's come out of her about a year before she met Trump. I'm going to have the archives. We have a great archivist, but you've all heard me say this about 500 times in the last few years, that Trump isn't being blackmailed with any real Epstein stuff himself sex-wise, but it's the people around him like Howard Lutnick and others, which is making firm. I said, I think it's going to be Lutnick from what we knew, the connections living next door to Epstein and the rest of it. He got caught lying about going to the island, all of it. But I also said, knowing that scene, knowing insiders, like Roger Stone, he didn't tell anything about this, but he said that we saw this recycled 10 years ago, just got recycled again, that you've heard this a thousand times from me, that Melania was a hooker and that she was under Epstein's control at a modeling agency that's the cover for it, and then that's how he met Melania a year later. We've checked that. It's not true. But that's what they were holding back and using, embarrassing her and embarrassing Trump. That's the kind of thing they were holding over his head when he told Marjorie Taylor Greene, it'll hurt my friends. It'll hurt people close to me. Not just Lutnick, but his wife, because there's emails, and you know there's not just this one, where, oh, so incredible in Palm Beach, I want to come back soon. You're so amazing. You're so beautiful, Ghislaine. This is when she's this beautiful supermodel doing, you know, soft porn shoots and whatever, not putting her down for that. It's very artsy stuff, her with another beautiful woman laying there. I'm not going to lie and say I don't like it. And when Trump knew that was about to be released, we were trying to blackmail him 10 years ago, because I told people that did it, not the blackmail, but Trump's people, they leaked it to the New York Post, the pictures themselves, to get ahead of it. Trump did. I got it from the guy that did it. You can probably imagine what his name is. By the way, Roger Stone's joining us now next hour to get into all of this and more. So He's a little upset with me, but that's okay. We'll have a nice discussion about it. So you don't want to miss any of this coming up today. But almost no one is noticing this, but it's starting to get picked up, as I said first last night, or yesterday afternoon when I did a video on this. This is all about Melania. And Trump came out and attacked myself and others. And it's clear that Mark Levin probably wrote it all. Todd Blanche might have had a hand in it. Those two collaborate. But that, not just that, but a bunch of other crazy stuff Trump did online, just a flurry, probably never posted this much ever that I've seen, is because he was so freaked out by that. And this follows the pattern of Melinda Gates, now Melinda French, when she found out Bill Gates was lying about Epstein, how many times he hung out with him, what they were doing, and then and the hookers and all the rest of it that he denied. Now it's all admitted, and the diseases and all of it. Remember, first that wasn't true. Now they admit it. That she began to pull back from him and say, no, this is very real. He's being investigated. That's what you saw from Melania. Any way you sliced it, she now is learning what they've got. And she's now learning about how sordid all of this is. And so she came out in emergency damage control. Now, I happen to know people that were there at the time and knew Epstein and knew Trump and knew all this. And I were literally involved double dating with Trump and all the rest of it. And that's how I investigated this 10 years ago and said, no, Melania didn't have sex with him. She wasn't a hooker. They floated this. Michael Wolff, the writer, is a Democrat Party operative, very close friends with Epstein, one of the people that communicated with the most, thousands and thousands of emails a year. They've been pushing and setting this up for a long time. And notice Wolf came out a day and a half ago and said, oh, yeah, it's in a new book that another individual wrote that Melania had sex with Epstein and that they also have these emails. And so that's why she came out. But you know, behind that is the Israel lobby and blackmail. And they're 100% using it. And Epstein was above Mossad, hooked into the Rothschilds, MI6, and CIA, but part of it all. And that's all in the emails. And as we go through the millions and millions of them, more comes out. So that's, instead of talking about myself and defending myself from what Trump said about me, and I'll do some of that later, it's more important to talk about why he's doing this right now and how he's in full panic mode and how it's now Susie Wiles confirming what I told you weeks before she went public, that it's a disaster of the war. Israel convinced him, lied to him about a threat that didn't exist, told him in the last 2 to 4 days. Now they want to hit him with nukes. Trump was even talking about that. Now we have the Israeli intelligence head that's under Netanyahu. We have Jonathan Pollard, the famous spy, who's very influential. We have Mark Levin calling for nukes. We have a bunch of them calling for nukes. And then Trump says, yeah, total destruction in one day. It's a nuclear threat. People explain what a war crime that is, so he pulled back. And then said yesterday, no nukes, period. Trump tells MS now he didn't know nothing about Melania's statement. Exactly as I told you. So this is a big deal. Trump was blindsided by that, just like Musk learned that there was an Epstein cover-up. He went, I'm out, and put out a post on X saying, he's in there, he's covering up, I'm not part of this. Melania is now pulling a Melinda Gates or Elon Musk. And so is everybody else. As the evidence comes out of a cover-up and all the rest of it, everybody's like, okay, we're not part of that. No, thank you. Despite him killing the carbon taxes and getting 96% control of the border and great financial policy and all the rest of the stuff, sorry, you just can't put defending human trafficking, pedophilia, world government, trilateral commission, crime syndicates in the middle of it. But that makes Trump even more dangerous to cover this up with the war. Trump tells the Post he's preparing military. If Iran fails to comply in talks, we're loading up the ships. You know, that means ground troops, which he's already said. He said, we'll totally obliterate you worse than ever, but we won't use nukes yesterday. And now he's saying this. Vance warns Iranians ahead of Pakistan talks. U.S. has all the cards. We want the nuclear fuel. And I would advise Iran, but see, Israel just keep attacking him if they make a deal. give up the fuel, get a deal, get a reparations deal, stop. Because you will end up losing, but so will we in a Pyrrhic victory. And it's already out. Exploding inflation in the CPI. And it usually takes a month and a half for numbers to come in. Well, we're 5 weeks in. We're 41 days in. CPI report. Inflation surge as effects of Iran war show in prices. Yeah. It's going to get worse and worse. Even if they open the strait completely today, which it's not. Take 2-3 months to even go back to normal. And that's a huge wave of inflation, which you bake into his economic plan. Devastation, which the Rothschilds and BlackRock love because America then goes bankrupt. We were already on the very edge of it. Trump had to get this Hail Mary in. It was working. And now he let the Rothschild BlackRock group through Israel as usually screw that because bigger than Iran, the U.S. and the world economy was the target. This is COVID 2.0, as I said 5 weeks ago. And now all the top economists are calling it exactly that. Sorry, I just know what I'm talking about. This is what I do. Now, we may still be able to get out of this, but if all of us that are the most prominent, and you know, my show is bigger than the corporate media, all those Tuckers, bigger than ever was, all that, that's why Trump says, oh, they're little, nobody listens to them, they're pathetic. Yeah, that's why you're responding to us. If we take the high road and just don't get in the fight with Trump totally isolated, early onset dementia, totally freaked out, being blackmailed, in over his depth, completely surrounded by enemies, we've got to just get the truth out to the public so they know what's going on, so the globalists and the Israel lobby can't just have us all fight with each other over who runs MAGA, who's the future of MAGA, like who's cool in high school, who's going to be the beauty queen and class president. That's not what this is. This is about policy and real issues. That is what this is about. Now, I'm not going to start and stop this. I'm going to just go through the 6 minutes of Melania, and we're going to play Trump saying, you don't ever talk about it, it doesn't exist, or you're not MAGA, you're low IQ, you're excommunicata, you are persona non grata, you are exiled, you are bye-bye. Well, I think Melania said, I'm bye-bye. Like what I said to Trump yesterday, I've already been very critical of you and trying to salvage things, but thank you for delineating it very clearly that I'm not with the new guy that threatens to annihilate total civilizations in one day, never to return. Definition of genocide. I'm going to blow up all your water. I'm going to blow up all your energy so you starve to death on all your bridges. Sorry, didn't sign up for that. Didn't sign up for you to salute Mark Levin and say, there's the new American flag. Bow down to this guy. No, thank you. So this is a existential crisis, the very future of this country and the world. And spanking Trump got him back on course a little bit, but now he's doubled down and coming back at us out of frustration and using us as a distraction from his wife that, looking at the tea leaves and the angles, she may not publicly divorce him, but everything I'm seeing looks like she just flew the coop because she knows what's coming. I think that's a safe bet. I think you all agree with me. It's not just gut level. It's thousands of data points. And I'm sad for Trump on that. But he bet on the wrong horse. He bet on the Israel blackmail. He played games with these people. And now they are hurtling the world towards total destruction. The intelligence agencies are against this. Almost the entire cabinet behind the scenes is against it, as I told you weeks ago. Now it's come out. And Trump is freaking out and looking for a way out. Oop, there goes your wife now, bro. See what you did? So you want to try to distract onto me? Knock yourself out. Audience just got bigger. We'll educate these people because I'm here to stabilize the planet and have a human future. That's my goal, not to be famous, not to be at Mar-a-Lago, not to wear tuxedos, because I internally have my own worth, my own strength. I am confident. I don't need the trappings of power because I have the power of intellect that God gave me in the Holy Spirit, and everybody knows it. So I will continue to chronicle what's happening. Here's the First Lady.
Good afternoon. The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a trivial note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfounded and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
That's right.
Thank you.
Wow. So she just totally contradicted Trump. We're putting together like a 10-minute compilation of him saying, don't investigate it, you're dumb if you do, on and on and on. Here's just a short compilation. Here it is.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter.
And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
What did Trump call me yesterday? Low IQ. Because I've been attacking him for years. No, I haven't. Whenever you listen to liars, whenever you do things that I disagree with, I'm not in a cult. I say it. And I'm overwhelmed by how many bad things you started doing in the last 6-8 months. And now you want to blast your oldest, longest supporters ahead of the midterms, and your poll numbers just dropped even lower. And now the inflation's rolling in. And now more of the emails are coming out, even worse. Bill Gates with Epstein talking about killing all the poor people. We got that coming up. I mean, what do you expect us to do? Just shut up about this? The damn emails are a treasure trove exposing the whole globalist system. The pedophilia is one small part of it. My Lord, it's the mother load. It makes Wiki look tame. I'm supposed to shut up? No, I'm at war with the globalist. I'm Team Humanity, Trump, and it's you that got off that train. And now you got a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.